up in the roaring hills of Nimbus. Well, they grow that wheat with a certain finesse, and the wheat they grow will stand any test, 'cause the strains go back to Aquarius up in the roaring hills of Nimbus. And the tourists drive into the town every day, call in for a cup at the Rainbow Cafe, out on the street buy a bag from Ray, then head back up to the coast. Up in the rolling hills of Nimbin, you'll find me with a wife and kids, living happy and free. And when my pipe runs out, they'll bury me up in the rolling hills of Nimbin. And every year, just the same as the last, there's the Nimbin Cup and the Mardi Gras. They come from miles, 'cause it's such a blast up in the rolling hills of Nimbin. So if you're up this way anytime, it's easy to find, just follow the signs. Call in for a cup, and the pleasure's all mine up in the rolling hills. Up in the rolling hills of Nimbin, you'll find me with a wife and kids, living happy and free. And when my pipe runs out, they'll bury me up in the rolling hills of Nimbin. Up in the rolling hills of Nimbin, I'll be with a wife and kids, living happy and free. And when my pipe runs out, they'll bury me up in the rolling hills of Nimbin.
Yeah, hey, hey all. Well, we're all here, but just not all here yet.
Well, we're having a party down in Nimbin, call it the Mardi Gras, yeah. And everybody were having such a great time. They were singing Let It Grow, yeah, come on, come on, let it grow. Then the police turned up with the sniffer dogs and I turned the town upside down. You can fool some people some of the time, but you can't fool all the people all of the time. So let it grow, yeah, come on, come on, let it grow. Let it grow, yeah, come on, come on, let it grow. There was Buddhism, there was Krishna's too, and the crystals, and the rainbows, and the sky. Marijuana is the antidote to the madness that's on this planet Earth, yeah. So let it grow, yeah, come on, come on, let it grow. Then the police turned up with the stiffer dogs and they turned the town upside down. You can fool some people some of the time, but you can't fool all the people all of the time. Funny that. So let it grow, yeah, come on. Let it grow, yeah. Come on, come on, let it grow. There was Buddhas and there was Krishnas too, and the crystals and the rainbows and the sky. Marijuana is the antidote to the madness that's on this planet Earth, yeah. So let it grow, yeah. Come on, come on, let it. Then the police turned up with the stiffer dogs and they turned the town upside down.
That was Bo Khan, Rusty Harris and all the rest of the crew celebrating.
Mardi Gras.
Mardi Gras.
Hey.
And we're here. We're here.
We are here.
You can always tell we're here when they put the turnstiles up at Goolmongar.
Well, I was out there this morning. Yeah. I was out there this morning meeting and greeting. This is the goddess. Hello there, listener. How are you going on this fine?
Bobby.
If you're indeed listening, you might be there at the Mardi Gras.
You might be there. But they're all listening out there. There's speakers throughout the village booming out.
Boom.
Boom.
Boom. Just blessings on you, Nimbin. You little holy town. You
big old happy Mardi Gras there. And that was that track before, by the way. When was that recorded, Rusty?
And Bo Khan.
2 years ago.
2 years ago at Mardi Gras?
Yeah.
Yeah, recorded 2 years ago. That would have been the 13th, the lucky, lucky 13th Nimbin Mardi Gras. We're up to the 15th now, the final round.
This is the last round.
The last round.
We are going in for the knockout.
Knock the establishment to six. Yeah, we've got a lot to this year. We've got it all. We've got the dogs. We've got the Winnebago. We've got just about every
Get out of here with your clothes on.
Drug enforced.
It's disrespectful. If you're coming in here, you're getting your gear off. You're not coming in here with clothes on. Fuck off.
Excuse me, language. We don't say fuck off to our guests. We say, could you please take your clothed bodies out into the hallways
this
and disrobe? You do not say fuck off to the guests.
I take it back.
They're all tripping off.
Indeed they are.
They're all getting it down.
We're going to have people coming in here with their clothes on. Space, excuse me, this is nude radio.
No, Space is just in for a quickie and he's going to expose a leg or
two.
Space is an entrant in the open leg comp.
Okay.
As you know, it's all a good thing. Space, my man, a bit disorganized here this
good
morning.
Good on your rock. That was get nice. Them off.
Wasn't
good
that
man.
Nice weed?
That was beautiful.
Yes, pardon me.
That was beautiful.
Did you like that?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, that was good.
It was, wasn't it?
This year has been a great year for the week, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has. It's been great.
Fantastic quality.
Back to business. Rock, there's a little chair there, mate. You might want to grab that.
You can sit on that one there. You've got to put something down first.
Bum covers, please.
They've been leaving stains. Some of our guests have been leaving stains. Those are wet patches.
Anyway, mate, the pot tattoo competition, how's it shaping up?
Mate, it's shaping up brilliantly. Not only have we got everything in place, but tomorrow afternoon, I'm going to award some awards to Barry Donato for Lifetime Achievement Awards, one to the Aquarius Foundation for their services to the community, and one to our beloved, dearly departed brother Ken, who Bill said he'll accept tomorrow afternoon, as an accolade of the person who he was and the joy and the infinite wisdom he brought to the town.
Fantastic.
Everything's on track, mate. And look, whether you've got a big tattoo, a little tattoo, it matters not. This is for everybody.
So we've got a bit of drug testing news for the listeners, because it could probably do them a bit of good. We've got the cops are out at Goolmongar at the moment.
We're in force. They've got the turnstile set up.
With sniffer dogs.
Yep.
And there's probably about 10 or 12 cops.
And the Winnebago.
No, not the Winnebago.
Oh, yes.
Has that arrived?
The Winnebago. It left Lismore at 10 o'clock and was reported to have been at Goolmongar at about 20 past 10 operational.
Well, they're quite friendly. They're not turning anybody back or doing anything stupid. They're behaving quite politely.
They're just testing.
Just testing. 1, 2, 3.
So.
Don't worry about it, guys. Just come on through.
Yeah, and like Bluey said, leave your stash at home. Heaps here.
That's right. Plenty here. You don't need to bring a thing.
So, come out clean.
And, you know,
Come out clean and go home messy. That's what we reckon.
One of the first things that's going to happen tomorrow afternoon is Burry is going to be a judge at the Tattoo Show, and there's not too many shows on the planet where they've had an Indigenous person of that culture come and be a tattoo judge. So this is a bit of a first this whole North Coast, East Coast Australia region.
I reckon there might have been a couple over in New Zealand.
Oh, there definitely. There definitely.
Canada too.
Yeah, the Indigenous cultures in those countries have got a really steeped in tattoo.
USA, no way. Mainland Europe, not particularly.
American Indians weren't big on the tattoo, were they? That I can think of.
I'd have to look into it. The Mayans and the Aztecs, Toltecs and all of that, and the Olmecs, yes, they did have a culture.
Okay. Yep.
And
yep.
Tongue piercing.
That's right.
Yeah. And
they were
body
big
piercing.
On tongue piercing.
Yeah, they were big on genitalia, ear piercing, tongue piercing, nose piercing, all that sort of thing. Everything people are doing today that think that's new, it's actually just old stuff.
Tell you what, I've seen some New Guinea guys with things through their septum.
Are we talking nose here? That's all right.
That actually hurts. Don't get very disgusted. Badly.
Yeah.
Don't get
disgusted. I've seen guys wearing stuff a metre wide in feathers and beads. A metre wide, 500 mil either side of the sector.
Oh, Papua New Guinea and tribal gods.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Well, I saw this as a goddess, but I saw it amongst mortals when I saw it. In India one time, I saw a sadhu dragging a four-wheel drive car along a slight incline, uphill.
With his tongue?
With his penis.
With his penis?
With his penis. I kid you not. I was
silly
there.
Thing to do,
I saw it in the
really?
Flesh.
I mean, it was me.
That's a dedicated, committed person to their belief and cause and spirituality, I suppose.
Well, as he said to me, I cause no emissions.
Except when he strains really hard.
But I want people to come tomorrow and just know this, that it's a good event, it's a fun event, it's got pot art event, and it's also got the general tattoo event. And everyone's welcome, unless, of course, you're a state or federal copper. No, non-tattooed people are especially welcome.
Welcome blank sheets.
Well, mate,
virgin
canvases, that's it. And the thing is, it's for everybody. You just got to be over 18.
I'm a virgin again.
That's me. Scarred, a lot of scar tissue, but no tats.
Come and have a look at it.
You must look at people like me with you must lick your lips when you see a body like mine.
No, I just think to myself, there needs to be a bit of ink here, and there, and, you know, but that's me. I mean, not everyone out there likes that sort of thing. I'm going to get going in a second, guys.
Cheers, mate. Just had a phone call. Yeah. Apparently the boss himself is in town today, walking around, checking things out. Blue.
Boss who?
Blue.
Bluey. Good. Blue.
Yeah, good morning, Mr. Lyons. Hope you're having a wonderful day here in downtown Nimbin.
And on that note, I'll see you later, Bob. See you, goddess.
See you later, Space.
See you, Rock.
See you later, Space.
See you later, Space.
And see you all tomorrow.
Yeah,
have
see
a
you all tomorrow
and keep it colourful.
At the Pot Art Tattoo, mate. And
yep, no worries. Thank you.
Bye.
Cheers. We might just duck into a little bit of music and get
now
back.
We've had, no, before we do that, I've had been given the word of a couple of the top cops that came to see us when we were out there with the Munchmobile, meeting and greeting people. The couple of the top cops in the area came out, put on their braided hats, stepped out of their flash little police car and said, "Fellas, we are not going to badmouth you this year. We learned our lesson last year. You gave us too much of a flogging."
So they're going to good mouth us.
They're going to good mouth us. All they're going to do.
They're going to say what a wonderful festival.
Drug testing.
And they'll say there was no drugs found. It's a drug free festival. That's the whole thing. They've got dud kits. This is the plan. They've got dud kits, and they'll test everyone. They'll say, "We tested everyone. There was no drugs at Mardi Gras. It's now become a drug free festival. Hurrah!" And they're hoping everyone will stay away next year.
I really think Nimbin ought to be getting in on the bandwagon here and making a marijuana drug testing kit that we can sell to the police.
Cheaper
than $40. We can do it for $20. It'll work just as poorly as the German one.
Yeah, true.
But we can do it for half.
Look, I was doing some figures. I mean, I've got a bit of a maths head, and I can't help myself sometimes. And I figured that if we could say you get 4,000, 5,000, 6,000 people, they get 10,000 people to Mardi Gras, and like hippies are, you know, they pack them 10 to a car. So they've actually only got 1,000 cars coming and going.
Mm.
Okay, so that's 1,000 testing kits. They're $40. That's $40,000. Just to see who got stoned and who didn't at Mardi Gras.
Mm.
That's an awfully big expense.
Well, the other thing about it is the test. The actual test takes about half an hour. to perform. If there's
you can imagine half an hour.
If there's any kind of question in it or any kind of irregularity in it, and there always is.
What's 1,000 times a half an hour?
You're looking at half an hour. You're looking at a lot of man hours.
That's 500
hours. A lot of
people
hours.
500 hours.
Citizen hours.
If I wanted to test everyone, that's 500 hours of testing you're talking about here.
Yeah, and for a test that we know because we've tested it, doesn't work properly.
That's 125 days approx.
Of mistakes.
That's three. That's a quarter. That's a third of the year.
Of the 14,000 tests they did down in Victoria, 13 came up as positive for cannabis.
And that's all.
14,000, there was 13 positives.
And they now, still believe that...
I know Victoria pretty well, and I know how stoned those people get.
These
and
tests
you
are what the
are
cops
kidding
want.
Me.
These tests are what the cops want. They're going to tell everyone...
Everyone's straight.
There's no dope.
There's no pot
there's
out
no
there.
Cannabis out there.
They've beaten the drug problem.
Yeah, it's
They've
gone.
They've won the war
it's
on drugs.
It's gone, gone, gone. They'll stop all the looking for it. People won't talk about it. It'll be verboten to mention cannabis in newspapers because there's none.
Because there is none.
There is none.
Next year, you know what's going to happen? I'm predicting this.
What?
This is my prophecy from the goddess. Next year, the cops are going to come along to join the Mardi Gras.
Well, it won't be a
They're
Mardi Gras.
They're going to be there to march with us.
Next year, it'll be a Mardi gone.
Mardi gone.
Because the grass is gone. It'll be a Mardi gone.
Because there's no more grass.
No more grass. Grass is out. Verboten. Forbidden. The horses are a bit pissed off.
No, no, don't
that.
Be sad. We'll just agree with the cops and Whoa. Everyone
did,
will
just,
agree.
Just,
they'll test us with their testing machines.
Hey, Rocky.
Their
Rocky,
machines will say,
on,
you're not.
Goddess, goddess, rock. It's a joke.
Oh, you really upset him. Hop along.
I'm sorry, mate. He took it so serious.
He just went into a depression.
He did. He just sank.
No grass.
No grass.
We're not talking about that.
Oh, sorry.
We're talking about we're letting the police do
goddess,
the test.
You want to share the mic? Just a little.
We're going to let the police do their tests with their drug testing kits, which we know don't work. They're going to find that there is no cannabis in Australia. Mm-hmm. And we're going to agree with them.
You're going to agree with them?
That's a bit that's got him.
You agree with the police?
That's the bit that's got him.
This is the bit that got you, right?
Sorry, it confused me. You agreeing with the police.
Yeah, that's a bit that really confused
the first
him.
Time. It won't be the first time I've agreed with them in the past.
I agree with them once before. I said, not guilty. They didn't agree with me, but...
All right.
Are you onto it now? Are you up with it now, Rock?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, you're a bit lost and sad.
Yeah, I'm too slow.
That's the bit, Rock. We're going to agree with the police, right? We are going to agree with them. Shh. It's a secret plan.
Okay.
Don't tell anyone.
Well, no, we can tell Bluey. Bluey's out
here from
anyway.
Us.
We can tell Bluey.
He's probably out the veranda waiting to come in, and he'll follow the girls.
Do you reckon he's going to get
because
the gear off again?
At 12:30, in about 10 minutes' time, Andrew will be over with a group of three young nurses.
Legless.
Called Legless. And,
I hope they're clothless too, because they ain't coming in here with clothes on, Bob.
I thought I saw an ad for them around somewhere. It's lost my. It must be out there somewhere. Uh-huh. Legless. Anyway, apparently they're doing a show somewhere soon. Here, Mardi Gras, perhaps?
At Mardi Gras, they are.
Well, they're here already.
And they are here.
And they're in costume. So, hey, the show's already on. They're popping in at 12:30.
Not with clothes on. Bob along, I'm sorry.
Oh. They've gone to so much work to have the sexiest little outfits that will turn you on so much that you'll have a hard time.
On. I'm not into that shit. You know I'm not.
Oh,
you I've know, seen I it. Cannot be turned on by that mortal copulation.
Rocky, he's gone down again. We've lost him this time.
That monkey bumping that you do.
I'm going to have to fade out to some music.
It makes me laugh.
No, it's time to go.
But it doesn't turn me on.
Time
You're
to go.
Amusing.
Be reported, disregard the mainstream media distorted. We come and listen and support it. Live and direct, we come and never be recorded with information that will never be reported. Disregard the mainstream media distorted. We come and listen and support it. Yeah.
Aïe,
never be reported. Disregard the mainstream, media distorted. We come and listen and support it. Live and direct, we come and never pre-recorded. With information that will never be reported. Disregard the mainstream, media distorted. We come and listen and support it. Live and direct, we come and never pre-recorded. With information that will never be reported. Disregard the mainstream, media distorted. We come and listen and support it. Live and direct, we come and never pre-recorded. With information that will never be reported. Disregard the mainstream, media distorted. We come and listen and support it. 6 foot six above sea level. I grab the mic because I like to take it to another mental level. 6 foot six above sea level. I grab the mic because I like to take it to another mental level. 6 foot six above sea level. I grab the mic because I like to take it to another mental level. 6 foot six above sea level. I grab the mic because I like to take it to another mental level. 6 foot six above sea level. I grab the mic because I like to take it to another mental level.
We have more breaking news. We have recently confirmed reports that.
There you go. We have more great news, and we have recently confirmed reports that the goddess is here. Stark, bollocky naked as per usual,
and absolutely pretty damn gorgeous.
Absolutely unable to tell a lie without a stitch of clothing on.
Stunning.
Balderstone's totally missing in action.
AWOL.
Somewhere between Bluey and the dungeon at the bottom of the Hemp Embassy.
Bluey, the thick blue
line. The bunker.
Line.
Down there in the bunker, the thick blue line. Yeah. We have thick blue lines, thin blue lines. I read one intrepid reporter, I bet you wish you use this line. One reporter from last year's Northern Star, who bagged out the whole police presence, referred to him as the thick blue mist last year. I thought that was rather pleasant.
The thick blue line. No, we love you, Bluey. We love you, mate.
You might.
No, he's doing all right. He's all right. He's keeping his dogs away this time.
And he's keeping the dogs at Gulmungurra and Newquay.
No, I mean the riot squad, doggy dogs. I think they've...
He's still got the TRG.
Whatever that is.
Tactical Response Group. They're the guys that took out the ice dealers in Bunnings 2 weeks ago. Remember them?
I remember something about them.
Yeah.
You can get almost anything at Bunnings.
Yeah, that's right. Guys in balaclavas and bulletproof vests with machine guns taking down half a dozen like board short and singlet wearing dealers in a van in Bunnings car park and making a big deal of it, making sure that the star had photographers there to see it all going down.
Yeah.
And then
well, that'll come in handy.
That was the 3 weeks before Mardi Gras scare the public tactic, but they do it every year.
Mm.
And now we've got the Friday before Mardi Gras test everyone coming from Lismore, and I assume they're doing the breathalyzers.
I'll tell you what I noticed. I went out there and I sat there and I watched them for some time. They were testing people coming out. They didn't stop any cars coming towards Nimbin. I have to tell you.
Oh, is that right? They're just letting everyone come in. They're just going, nab us all, getting out again.
That's right. Come clean, leave messy.
Yeah, well, I'm confused.
Oh, so confused. No, I think they're going to wear themselves out early. I mean, it's Friday morning and they've got 20 cops out there on the road and they've got about 3 cars going through an hour. They've got to get tired of that soon.
Yep, they sure are.
Mm. They picked up Peter Peddles. They picked up Andy Cavasillas. He was out there while we were out there. They picked me up. What did they expect to find on me? The dog went crazy. I said, I am pot.
Hello. Yes, it is, yeah.
Oh, we're on the phone. Yes. No. No, it was actually okay out there.
People were being searched on the way in. Okay, cheers. Thanks for that.
Okay, we got some updating information. They were being searched on the way in.
Both ways.
Cool.
Both ways.
Cool. Thank you for that, listener.
Yeah, cheers, listener. I have to learn how to really quickly just jump them in so we can actually all hear the questions as well.
Yeah, can you do that?
I could, yeah.
That'd be nice to hear the listener. I just did a talkback stuff.
You wouldn't hear it.
I
had the headphones on.
I went on Australia Talks Back last week. They had a drug question on.
Where's that?
It's on ABC Radio.
You got on?
Yeah, got on.
How come?
Well, I think because they knew a deity when they heard one, and they thought, this Sheila knows what she's talking about.
Okay, so Australia, is that like you phone in the evening?
In the evening, that's right. And it's
who's doing the show? Who's the compere?
It used to be Sandy McCutcheon.
Is it James O'Loughlin?
No, because this is on ABC National. No, it's some straight-o dude. And he's not much of an interview either, I must say. He turned me off very quickly when I told him the truth.
Is that right?
Mm. The thing was, it was about drugs, and it was about the question was illicit drugs and how much damage they're doing to our society. And I rang up and said, as the goddess, as I would, that 98% of all drug-related deaths are caused by alcohol and tobacco.
Yes. And
so he, we're looking at 2 to 3% of drug-related deaths over here.
And he responded in which way?
His response to me was, well, don't you think that it's good to be – don't you think that we should be focusing on not letting any more illicit drugs become part of the marketplace or part of the scenery? And I said that was just rubbish, of course. Trash. He's trash talking. And I also said, before they switched me off, that to the best of my knowledge, and I'm very knowledgeable, that no one had ever died from marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
That's when they clipped me off.
I noticed in today's Northern Star, isn't that funny? It's sitting on the floor around here somewhere, but I have to go online on the web to actually spot it. Nimbin retailers fear poor turnout for Mardi Gras.
Well.
Nimbin retailers fear a large police presence could mean a poor Mardi Gras turnout for the second year in a row.
It's a protest, for Christ's sake.
Lindy Brown, co-owner of the Nimbin Craft Gallery, said Mardi Gras was traditionally boom time for the village's business. That is, traditionally they've been leeching off the protest. She said the shop had a turnover of between 1,500 and 2,000 each day of the Mardi Gras in 2005. However, last year it was down to less than 1,000.
Wow.
Only 2,000 turnover for a weekend, or three for the Friday as well. That's pretty poor.
It is pretty poor.
Police last year declared their intention to crack down on the event, sending a small army of officers to Nimbin, including riot squad officers and sniffer dogs. There you go.
Yeah, well, this year they're not. This year they're treating it with a little bit more respect. They took a bit of a media mauling last year.
Rough on your descriptions of the Nimbin retailers. I mean, we are supportive of the Mardi Gras.
What have we got happening? Well,
there might be the odd person who has certain views which are represented in the media, but that's by no means most of them.
Yeah, okay. So I'm just reading the story.
So leeching off the Mardi Gras protest is not right at all. A lot of us contribute very solidly to it in many different ways, as well as contribute to the community.
Sure. I'm not denying that at all. But the, I mean, obviously the Mardi Gras was and still is initially a political protest.
And it's fully supported by anyone with a true soul in Nimbin.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Listen, that's quite right too. I believe so.
Okay.
Okay, cheers. Cheers for your call.
Bye.
There you go.
Yeah, good on you, listener.
So?
It is. It's protest.
And I'd like to apologise to any of those business owners out there that are obviously right behind the whole political concept of Mardi Gras.
Well, I got to say, traditionally,
it must be hard for them to see.
Traditionally, I have to say that the shopkeepers in Nimbin absolutely put nothing.
It must be hard
nothing
for them
at all towards Mardi Gras.
Traditionally. In what way?
In the way of anything.
Really?
The business people in Nimbin give very little towards the Mardi Gras organisation.
What, financially?
Financially, or in the way of anyway, really. No, there's not much support from the businesses.
When you were a business leader in your guise as the husk owner of the Rainbow Cafe, did you used to throw your hard-earned dollars towards Mardi Gras?
Yeah, of course I did, because my heart is in it. But that was unusual. I think I was probably me and the pub, I think, that year, and I probably the Trattoria were probably the only businesses that did actually...
In that particular year?
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, I know nothing. I shouldn't be talking about it at all. I know nothing about the finances behind the whole event.
No, the shops...
Absolutely
the
not
shop,
a,
No,
not
it's a protest rally, and really I've got no... The shops, if they're not doing well, that's their problem. It has nothing to do with the protest rally at all. That's how I feel about it.
Hello.
back again.
Yeah, mate.
Just to correct your information on current situation, I'm one of two retailers that I know of that put forward $1,000 each.
Whoa. Jeez, wow.
And that's well pretty done. Solid sort of...
that's very solid.
...backing. Okay, that's Bring a Bong and the Hemp Bar.
Good
okay.
man, Bring a Bong and the Hemp Bar. Well,
okay, so things have changed a little bit.
Okay.
How have they changed?
Well, they've changed in that and the people are willing to say, okay, you know, this is a venture which does bring financial reward to the town as well as promote the beautiful herb that we all love.
Okay.
Fantastic. And, Dave, I'm so pleased to hear that.
And we're willing to support it fully financially and in any other way that we can.
You're an exception, Dave. May I say, Dave, you're an exception?
Sam's doing the same thing, and I'm sure there's others out there doing it as well.
Okay. Well I've been involved in it for some years, and I've got to say that you are an exception, man, and you know, good on you.
Yeah, well, may the tide turn, and may everybody realise that that
this
it's doing us all the world a good.
This is doing the village the world a good. It's
that's
doing
right.
the
Cheers, my friend.
Okay,
thanks,
guys.
Thanks for your feedback.
I think you're doing a wonderful job too. I just got to correct you every now and again.
Good on you. We need it.
You feel free.
And we're happy to be corrected.
See you there, mate.
Okay. See you guys. Thanks.
That's the terrific thing about this tribe, about this community.
Yeah.
It is.
Excellent, isn't it?
It's excellent.
Yeah. Okay. It's good. It's good, that instant feedback. So you know the moment you transgress, your face gets rubbed in the mess on the floor. I mean, and you get up and you say, I'm sorry I made that mess. It was me.
Well, basically,
I apologize.
Basically, everything I've said today, somebody's rang and said, no, you're full of shit, Goddard. So a little respect.
You've got to love it. No, I love it.
A little respect wouldn't go astray.
Wouldn't go astray. All right.
We're creating our own reality.
We are indeed. We are indeed. So Mardi Gras is progressing at pace. Once again, Michael has obviously got totally sidetracked. It's interesting. I just sort of clicked on Google news about Mardi Gras Nimbin, and that news story was the only one Google turned up.
Oh, here we go again. What do I say this time?
Oh, I don't know. What are you going to say this time? Hello.
Hi there. Sarah here. How
you
going?
Yes, mate. Good. How are you?
Hey, what you guys need to do is get on the phone to Triple J in the national program and tell them that Mardi Gras is on.
I think that's been done. I believe that their incorrect statements regarding Mardi Gras being cancelled were corrected yesterday.
Oh, really?
Cool. Yeah, yeah. I know. I heard someone contacting the ABC down there in the dungeon below the Hemp Embassy at about 2 o'clock yesterday afternoon.
Oh, good.
Okay.
And
good on you.
Have fun, darling. Yeah. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye, girl.
And I think what's really good for people to remember is it is a protest rally. If one person turns up to protest, it's a great success.
For me, the ultimate rally will be when there's not a single person left standing on the bloody footpath, and everyone on the footpath gets off and marches. Chuffing. Chuff, 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 march down to Peace Park.
With a big spliff hanging out of the corner of their mouth.
Or a cookie.
Hanging out of the corner of their mouth, that's disgusting. What?
Or an inhaler stuck up their nose. They're a great big vaporizer, 15 coats. Who cares?
They're on the ropes, aren't they?
Who cares? You don't even need...
They're on the ropes. The forces of prohibition are on the ropes.
You don't need to be a smoker to support a change in the law.
You sure don't.
You absolutely don't.
You sure don't.
And it would be an interesting survey to do sometime this Mardi Gras weekend. I'd love to do it when I've got a crowd or two at the hall, perhaps, to get a show of hands of people who are here in support of Mardi Gras who aren't smokers, just to get a bit of an idea. No, because Bluey is trying to contend that it's actually a family fucking festival. Right.
Excuse me. Could you rephrase that in a more in a more family friendly way?
Sorry. They're trying to say it's a fucking family festival for the kiddies.
Oh, thank you. That's better.
Okay. And I just can't see it. I see the crowds that arrive, and I don't see the buses full of little old ladies and guys from the bilo clubs that come in during the week in the great big tour buses from Moolumbar and Ballina and further afield of that, and they pop in for a day and they check it all out and they maybe grab a lunch down the bilo and then cruise on again.
Mm.
They don't seem to actually make it on the weekend. It seems to be a whole different crowd, actually.
I know.
It's a party crowd.
Party crowd and the international crowd. I love those international sporting teams.
We're getting the international
Swedish sporting team this year. I just talked with a couple of the girls.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my. Long legs all the way down to the ground.
You're joking.
Oh.
They touch the ground.
All the way down?
All the way down.
Anyway, they're going to be able to run and jump and do whatever it is that they have to do.
Yes. Okay, so...
Swedish.
Once again, don't
Swedish girls.
Once again, don't forget, if you're somehow picking us up outside of our sphere of influence, and I know that you can get us west of Cuyahoga, I know that you can get us up around Yukai and Moolumbar Way, if you've got a good aerial on your car and you're tuned into 102.3, and you should have been tuned into 102.3 the moment you knew you were heading off to Mardi Gras if you're coming from further
Mardi
afield.
Mardi Gras is on.
It's on. It's on.
Tune
in. Be aware. Come clean. Nice clean car. We hate dirty cars in town.
Yeah, don't bring any pot with you. You don't need to.
Absolutely don't bring anything at all.
You don't need
just
to bring anything.
Yourself.
Bring yourselves.
Just bring yourselves and we'll look after you, all your needs.
Bring yourselves and your good protesting souls.
Absolutely. Come on down.
We're going to roll them back this time. Do you know, all it's going to take is one big victory in the Supreme Court for medicinal cannabis. And the whole prohibition thing is
they are
just,
so terrified of medicinal cannabis.
They are terrified.
They are absolutely.
They are terrified.
We'll get back to that one later.
If you do bring a little cannabis with you, No, I'm not encouraging you to, at all. But if you do for medicinal purposes, a lot of people have to. They have to have it with them at all
times. I guess
times.
Some people actually have to travel with it, which would be a bit of a worry.
Bring your doctor's certificate.
And a designated driver.
And preferably a designated driver.
That's the best bet.
Yeah.
In terms of getting here and so forth. If you've got to bring it with you because it's medicinal and you actually have your supply, I'm not going to stand in your way, but see if you can get yourself a designated driver that's not going to get embarrassed.
Of course, bring the note.
Get you embarrassed at the checkpoint.
Bring the note from your doctor, because as soon as we've got a
a bona fide, a legitimate medicinal case, we have half a dozen QCs lined up.
Not just that, we have got nurses for you. We've got everything.
We've right. got Queen's councils lined up offering their time free. And I've never heard that from a Queen's council before.
No.
But we've got half a dozen of them saying,
yeah,
we want to take this case.
They're actually fighting for it.
They're fighting for it because yeah, they know it's a precedent. They know that they're famous forever because they're going to bring down the whole prohibition structure.
That's
in
right.
one stinking case.
Going
to be so bring it on, guys. If you've got a medicinal thing and if you've got something medicinal and you've got a note from your doctor and you've got a script and you're using cannabis for your health because it's good for you and it's your medicine, come along. We're going to be backing you to the hilt.
To the hilt.
Okay, I'm set. What I want to do right here is just keep it sort of raw. Just one track, straight up. The kitty gritty as they come out of city, admit he isn't as street as some, but he's a certified drum killer, a silverback gorilla, make an album with low skrilla but no filler. Since his youth days, minced mics with insight, but he had the knack cause he was using the ink right, and wore his heart on his sleeve like pinstripe, pin right by his side at all times. That's in the question of small minds of some, expand them, handing out lessons at random.
For my people in the front, in the nosebleed section. This is for the headsets, loving the mix. My people in the front, all covered in spit. Batters in the box, suffered a pitch. Hilltop hoods all up in this bitch. And we're yeah, the punk leaders, punks you can't beat us. We bump and pump meters, we're drunk, you chumps need us. So jump with us, down the front ibis.
If it's your flavor,
your flavor, come get drunk with us.
This life turned out nothing like I had planned.
Why not? By now I should have had some land, some money in my hand, round about 50 grand, but I got nothing. I write rhymes on the bus, I keep suffering. Fuck the lines of the dust, you keep sniffing. That shit is for the punkos, this shit is for my bros. My people in the front row.
You know, look around, faces I know, I fell in love with the people in the front row. Oh, oh, with the people in the front row.
Check it out. I got hip-hop taste buds. I wanna hear that bass when I make love. Wanna hear some lyrics when I wake up. Write rhymes to get me through a breakup.
Bitch!
Rough up whiskey straight, no chaser. Went through 50 breaks, no favor. Till I found this one and made the bass hook with the drum. My savior, come back, tongue that sharp like a thumbtack. So tight, James is saying, give my fuck back. One track, A that residual. Noise man, fuck that, we clean with the digital toys. I'm the Apache, you're failing to match me. Throw your hands in the air like you're hailing a taxi. I move to the funk floor, you're stepping, now you're drunk, bro. This is for my peeps and the freaks in the front row.
You know, look around, faces I know, I fell in love with the people in the front row.
People don't complain if suffers in here and you win the front row or carbon and beer. And club bonus don't say the place is wrecked, it's your fault. If the roof is on fire, it's an electrical fault. Man, a vegetable bowl when I bring it live. Like Friday night, 40 in my hoodie, I can harder get live on the break, summer pace one. Lads, if you're heading to the bar, grab your mates one. Ladies, come chill, come rock with me, honey. I got like half a mil with Monopoly money. There's no stopping me, honey, so you can take my hand. We can lay on the beach and count grains of sand. Take a plane to Japan and drink sake with the mafia. Fly to Libya for some Bacardi with Gaddafi. Dinner day followed by a funk show. We'll rip off the tops and jump around in the front row.
You know, look around, faces I know, I fell in love with the people in the front. Put me here and I'm all yours. Not for the money and it's not for the applause. No,
it's for the noise,
please.
What a bloody crowd.
Oh, yeah,
okay, we're back. We're back.
Hello, listener. We're back and we're live, white, naked and deadly on air.
And we have a crowd.
Hello, legless. We have legless in the studio with us. Hello, girls. And they're beautiful too, but they haven't taken their clothes off.
No.
We haven't had time.
They haven't had time. And they spent so much time getting dressed just for you, goddess. Yeah, just for you. They would. Would you girls like to come over here and share this microphone?
Hey, us girls. We've got to stick together.
Okay.
Us Sheilas, we got to stick together.
Okay,
coming in, love God.
Hello.
Here we go. We have.
What are you doing on radio? Hi. People can't see you naked. What's the point?
Our listeners,
the
our listeners,
they know we're
see.
Naked.
We get to see. That's
this
the
is the naked truth. Our listeners, trust that we are naked. They trust that everybody in here is naked, although they're not this time.
I am.
Not everybody.
We've got Andrew Cavasilis, the love god, the Greek love god.
All right, let's just
clothes.
Attempt to make this interesting radio rather than just a happy little sort of chat between ourselves. Welcome to NIM FM and Nimbin Legless.
Hello. How are you going?
Hi, Legless.
Legless consists of Beck and Sherry, a third one whose name slipped my head, and
Amanda.
A fourth one, Amanda, and a
James
fourth one.
Image.
And Image.
And a fourth one that wasn't there. Image.
Image.
Okay, cool. Okay, there are four of you.
Yes, there are.
There are four. You are an act.
We are a punk rock pop act.
Musicians.
All girls, of course, and we are the band that will knock your jocks off.
Are you musicians?
Obviously.
Sure. Totally.
Already knocked their
Fantastic.
Jocks off.
Punk
naked.
Rockers, mate.
Sorry, mate.
Punk rockers. Okay. Sweet. So, Legs, where are
what
you,
would you
scheduled
like to
play this Mardi Gras? So,
of course you can.
We're playing at the park, the Peace Park, and we're playing between 8 and 9 o'clock.
Saturday.
And there's some fantastic bands going to be on there, so Absolutely. Just come down.
Okay. And are you guys fantastic?
Yeah, we totally rock.
Yeah,
we also do.
We're reflections of the people.
I haven't. They wouldn't let me listen to it. They said it would excite me too much.
The goddess doesn't actually listen to music when in the other guise of the husk. So this current just to
explain. Bob, have you got the CD?
Excuse me. No, I haven't got it handy. I haven't got a handy.
How disorganised are we? Have you guys?
How organised? You haven't got a spare handy?
I haven't got it on.
It's all right. We might have a bit of a look in a while and see if we can dig out the copy we've got here. I know we've got a copy. I've sent it around. We've got the posters in the office and everything. But just to explain for the girls who aren't quite possibly fully aware of what they're experiencing here in the flesh, is that every Friday, yeah, it's good, isn't it? It's great. And the reason that it excites you so much, and I can see that it does,
is because I'm a female.
Because you recognise the intrinsic femaleness of the goddess sitting over there for 2 hours.
How good is that?
For 2 hours, as everyone here in Nimbin knows.
I've never seen one like that before.
No, it's amazing, isn't it?
We're just a bunch of Sheilas together.
You should see it at 12 o'clock.
Very cool.
When it goes through the transformation and the goddess descends into the filthy husk that is, that has been spending a wicked week fornicating all week long. The goddess has to descend into it, clean its fingernails, clean it off, bring it in here. It's
and
a sight to behold.
Pure
and 2 hours, she's pure and beautiful.
Hey, it's a rainbow in the midst.
Can we take over the airwaves for 5 minutes and interview you guys? Because we've all got a particular question, I think, about we would like to ask
go for
radio.
It.
Take 5 minutes to answer it.
Go
ahead. Go ahead, legless. Legless girl.
Who had the idea to go nude? Was it you, goddess?
Yes.
We always let the goddess.
How did it come about?
Because it's the naked truth. It's the name of the program. When the boys asked me here, when they called me down from heaven, and when I came here, and I said, well, we're going to do this. The only way we can do this is if our listeners know that what we're telling them is the truth. And the only way they can know that is if we're naked, because you
it's
can't
true.
Lie when
I mean,
you've got no
well,
clothes
you can still
on.
Hide things
you know
in places.
Yes. I mean, let's be honest. The only reason I'm not exactly completely naked is I was just rushed. I was simply rushed.
He can lie a little bit.
No, come on.
He's been bragging all morning, listeners, and he's just not facing up
all right.
to the truth.
Listen,
get him off.
I'm going to blame. Hang on. Excuse me. I'm going to blame. While I take my pants off. Thank you so much. While I take my trousers off. I'll explain to you why I was rushed. It was because on my way in this morning, this huge branch fell out of this tree. This huge branch.
Oh, my God, an elephant.
Exactly. So sorry, girls. Hang on. Let me just tuck it away here and just get it over my shoulder there.
Are you excited?
Hey, that's
that feels so much better. Exactly. Now, this huge tree fell across the road on my way in this morning, and I had to stop, go back, put on the bloody boots and the chainsaw to cut my way out.
Which
to
is
get
why
here,
you were clothed.
Which is why I had the boots on, which is what took me so long to get off and put outside the house because they are disgusting.
And wasn't it worth it?
Oh, I got here and you were here. And that was worth it. That was awesome.
It was.
Okay, so punk. You do music, you do punk, do you write it yourself, do you do other people's music?
Hey, should we do collateral convention?
Do it.
We write it ourselves, of course.
Fantastic.
And
you play instruments or you just vocalise or
I acapella.
I'm bass player. Amanda.
Amanda the bass player.
Amy John drums.
Drummer.
And Shazza on guitar.
Shazza on guitar.
Now, for radio listeners, because you can't see us, we're not new.
They are so beautiful, though, even with clothes on.
They're new to our eyes.
Amanda has her tits poking out.
We spent 2 hours getting ready for this interview, and I'm disappointed it's nude. So we're all characters, myself, Amanda, I'm the schoolgirl. We've got Shazza on guitar, and she's a policewoman, so don't be scared. It's just Shazza, okay? If you see suspenders and a police badge, don't worry. It's okay.
Yeah, and
okay, she's
nurse.
Actually in practice for the joint bowling competition tomorrow in the Olympics. On drums, we have Image the Virgin Bride.
Oh, and she is so virginal.
She's obviously virginal too.
You are exhibiting
virginity.
And if you see some tall, gorgeous, blonde, dreadlocked nurse, you know that that is our singer, Ra.
I'm just a reflection of everyone around me.
Oh, you're so beautiful.
They're all beautiful. Hey, listen, they're all equally beautiful, listener.
Okay. I have a request.
Yes.
I have a request.
Okay.
Can we divide the mics between the four of you?
Yes.
Just do something quick and vocal without.
Yep. Beautiful.
Okay. I think so.
All right. We're going to sing a song, and it's a very special song. It's called The Clitoral Convention.
The Clitoral Convention.
And I think that.
Shut up out there! Oi!
Hey!
Get radio going!
We're having a clitoral convention. You are welcome to come. Your erection isn't needed, but it could be some fun. You might be on my list, but you're not number one. The clitoral convention, you are welcome to come. We're having a clitoral convention. There are plenty of toys. We'll workshop ideas that might shock the boys. Clitoral convention, you are welcome to come. Clitoral conventions are plenty of fun. Oh, 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 the hokey pokey. Oh, the hokey pokey. Oh, hokey pokey, and that's what it's all about.
Legless, thank you so much. That was absolutely fantastic. Loved it heaps.
Oh, I think I found it.
Yeah, no, that was great. Oh. I knew what you meant. Yeah, I could feel what was coming from deep inside the grunge at the bottom. I mean, it was all there.
I'm glad you understood.
Oh, totally. All right, well, so you guys are on in Peace Park on the, what day was that again?
Saturday.
On the Saturday,
Saturday
between
night. Well, it depends if we go till midnight. If we go till 10, everyone with the bands, then we start around sort of 6-ish. Yeah. If it goes till midnight, then we start, I think, about...
You just got to come down.
Yeah,
Come down and see Legless. If we're not playing, we'll be there. We've got very sexy merchandise.
Excellent.
Thank you, naked men. We've got very sexy merchandise and CDs for sale. Really? We've got jackets and tops and lots of clothes that would cover you boys up totally.
No, is that right? You actually sell clothing as well.
We've got a lovely, nice plain denim jacket with our sexy BHs on.
No, I've got my goddess gear. When I leave,
I love
studio,
it when they come with the merchandise, don't you, goddess?
Fair enough.
Yeah. All
maybe
right.
Through the march.
I think it's time we bid these wonderful ladies a fond farewell. And thanks heaps for coming in, guys.
You're beautiful, girls.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for coming in.
Cheers.
Next time.
Really awesome.
Next time, it's Nude Radio. Right. We'll interview you again. Yeah. We'll be seeing you again.
I'll play something that's a little bit punky for the girls. Let's go. And I was looking away.
I wasn't. Do it again.
Skinny
but they stopped me getting thinner. Waitresses took me up with my lunch and my dinner. I knew every face in the place in the valley. And when I'm out of cash, I put my hash browns on my tally. Or they shout me, they want to know about the shenanigans. It's a dull day without me, yo. Like Joe Cocker, when I wake up, I'm a shocker. Pass on the latte, they know I like a mocker. In this Mecca's naked, the woods, I get respected. And one thing I know is that it's good to be connected. Everywhere I go, I get discounted clothes. Free entry at shows for me and all my bros and sisters. I rap the tongue twisters, and if you don't like it, you can come and kiss this. Cause I'll be doing it while you're still fucking around. They call me lucky like I found 25 on the ground. I've got the hook up, it always comes through. You gotta stay connected to the Mad Crew. I've got the hook up. Back to the bucket, better get a bit of credit, cause I never said. Chopping up your nugget, cutting beats on the regular. Coughing up chunks and delete all competitors. Bullshit, I said it's the full click. I hang with the cool kids that I went to school with. Some gets pregnant, the group gets bigger. I figured that the family will grow, but I'm happy to deliver. Break beats, stock babies, and make these rhythms. Place these joints from a number to win them. All the women in the area make some noise every time I kick a rap with the Valley Trash Boys. So, fuck toys and bullshit artists, cause double hats, nose homes where the heart is. Spark this season with my closest mates. We roasted fate with rose in the pineapple state. Ate marijuana cake for breakfast. Directors, MC, collectors of resin. And readily, fingers out of buttery. Stone utterly immaculate. And suddenly I come back to it. We got the hook up in once. It always comes through.
Other fucker is doing the same thing. Are we on air?
Been on for a while.
Oh. Okay.
Well, good day.
Well, you guys are, with your
hands on. Legless. I'm going to go up and see Ted and see if Legless can get a gig tonight at the
That was so
ball.
Weak.
That
Legless entry, are hot.
Excuse me, guys. Yeah. That was the weakest piss radio entry after a song. Can we start again? It was just piss week.
We don't even know when you turned us on.
Could have been better.
We didn't know when you turned us on and when you turned us off.
We have no idea what you
What's this bloody red light about?
Stop. And I'm leaving in a minute, so don't waste our lives.
You're not going anywhere at all. Okay. On the count of three, we're going to say hello, listener. We're back. Going one, two, go. Go on,
hello.
Hello, listener.
We're back.
And we're not only back, we're back with, for me, the honoured guest of Mardi Gras so far, Captain Reefer. Welcome, Captain.
Welcome, Captain. Blessings.
Thank you very much.
Blessings, Captain.
Stand to attention, bend over while I look up your name and address.
He's been playing outside the embassy in the hall every day this week, so I appreciate him coming up.
I noticed him playing out there this morning.
Yes.
And
thank you, darling.
Look at that. The legless.
Legless. God, they're gorgeous. Ow. I tell you what, if I wasn't a Sheila, I'd be attracted.
Yeah.
To all of them.
They like other girls.
Anyway, they're down in Peace Park on Saturday night, Legless.
Well, that's where I'll be.
They're going to be great. Hey, and they might be at the Pickers Ball later tonight. We'll see if we can do that. And everyone's going to meet them at the opening ceremony in Allsop Park about 5 o'clock. From 4 o'clock, Captain Reef is setting up in Allsop Park.
Yeah, we'll be there.
That's only a couple of hours, 3 hours away, guys. And then we kick off Mardi Gras. I love it.
Is that right?
It's feeling good. The weather. The goddess. Remember the goddess's prediction on the weather? Let's be really clear about this now. Let's be really clear. Now, you are going for a really wet weekend, weren't you? That's right. Am I clear on that, goddess?
I seem to remember that.
I said I was going to make it rain to teach you all a lesson for being so ungrateful to me for the last several years.
Well, do you think there's a little message in that blue sky out there, goddess?
There is a message in it. And that is...
I'm trying to tell you something.
The message is... that I am a gracious goddess.
A forgiving goddess.
Yes.
How nice of you to learn.
And I'm going to keep the weather good for you assholes anyway.
So, Captain, where do you hail from?
Captain Reef is from South Australia.
He's from South Australia?
Yeah.
Holy hell.
That's where they used to grow 10 plants in the backyard and make out it wasn't there.
Right. Yeah. So have you seen this legless lot over down there in Adelaide? Because they're from Adelaide themselves.
I was hanging around my house trying to get on stage with me.
Yeah, right. Yeah, okay. Yeah,
we get all the way up here, 1,500 kilometres, and there they are.
We're just buddy hoochookers.
I gave them all the breaks to get everything.
I can see you've been fighting them off down there. The scars are still pretty visible down the forehead there. Yeah.
Hey, Leg, I've been hearing a few stories from the reefer. He's got a very interesting front yard. How big are those blackboards? How many have you got?
Oh, I got... 10 blackboards, 8 foot by 4 foot in the old...
the big school blackboards in your front yard for everyone driving past to see.
And I protest very wise about government matters. Oh, yeah, David Hicks.
Good man.
Freedom for Hicks. And,
good man.
And,
refugees.
Hicks and refugees.
Human
rights is the underlying cause of everything.
Of course. So, Captain, so you're basically...
And the local council, and so he's got the local council's constantly got him in court because he names them up there. I thought, as you come into Nimbin, this is Mayor Merv King's town. Tell us what you think about our blister that hasn't been fixed in 4 years. I find when you name people, it's very powerful. Reef has been confirming it to me.
We named a few businesses that didn't put money into the Mardi Gras this morning. Boy, was that effective.
The phone didn't stop ringing while you were out.
Very touchy. Presidente, you got sacked.
It was, I know. So I've lost my train.
Anyway, we're talking about Mardi Gras because it's on this weekend.
Yeah, Mardi Gras.
It was coming into the station. I turned my fucking back and I can see the coach, the caboose, disappearing down the line. I'm thinking,
A semi-serious bit is the making sure we keep it together. We got hundreds of volunteers, but only about 5% of them speak English. It's been a minor problem.
Is that a problem?
So I definitely need a few locals, good locals, come along, get a free pass, have a good time over the weekend and help me sort, just keep the locals on track, mate. One crew, I say, just go down to Peace Park, take these signs down. Anyway, they were down on the Stony Chute corner.
Taking signs down. They've taken out all the street signs between Nimbin and bloody Kawonga. Yeah. Each one's down.
Oh, mate. Yeah. Anyway, it's cool.
No, well, I was talking with that young Swedish girl that doesn't speak any English, but I was doing it with Braille.
Were you?
Yes.
Were you?
I've never seen lip Braille before.
Oh, it wasn't lip Braille.
This is the captain speaking.
Oh, dear.
Not too
good.
Anyway.
I love this. Anyway, it's all happening, and I'm so happy you forgave us and brought us good weather, goddess.
I know. Well, I relented because I thought, dear, you poor mortals.
You can tell how good the weather is. Yeah. All the stalls, market stalls are ringing up frantically trying to get in on the action.
Yeah.
Anyway,
well, did you tell them that we've been closed down by the cops and they may as well stay at home?
And you know what we have got? Been confirmed. We've got a box new, more of this saliva. Munch testing things to try. So people, you got to pay for your own because they're $40 each.
Mm.
You can get as stoned as you like this weekend and see if you can make them glow red. It's pretty difficult.
That's right. See if you can make it work. Anyway, well, God knows we've been trying.
And if you can, let us know how much.
That's pretty duds.
Anyway, if you've got a designated driver, definitely use them there because the Winnebago is somewhere on the north coast.
Yeah.
I've had to give away free armbands.
I can tell you exactly where it is.
Confirmed sightings.
We got confirmed sightings and phone calls only minutes ago. It's a Gulmungar.
The Winnebago?
Yeah.
No, the Winnebago wasn't there this morning. That's Sniffer Dogs.
The Winnebago left Lismore, according to the phone call I got, at 10 a.m.
And it's in...
It was spotted leaving...
It's
leaving
in Bundaberg now.
And then I got a call saying that it was in Goolmongar at about 20 past.
All right.
We had a lot of information.
I was there at 20 past and I didn't see it.
Is
that right?
He's been out there in the Munch vehicle... And you talked about it, didn't you? And the senior coppers came out and said, hey, we are not turning people away this year. I thought that was an admittance.
So where's the Winnebago? So
we've got it all on record. They've admitted last year they told people.
They didn't realise they were being recorded.
They didn't realise.
They didn't realise I was wired.
So we've already wired that to our lawyers. So I'd say they want to be behaving.
That's rather unlawful.
It is unlawful, and we'll teach them a few of their own good tricks.
So we want to hear from people if there's any coppers on the Yukai Road and what's going on and are they turning people away.
We're going to sue them this year.
I almost want them to turn people away.
Well, we will sue them.
We want the witnesses.
You're going to sue them.
For what?
Sue them. We've got our legal team. What would you sue them for?
We've got our legal team ready.
Their mates are smoking pot.
It's the Plantum. Come in, Plantum. Plantum, come in.
The Plantum. You beauty, mate. Thank you so much.
Come in and speak, O Plantum.
Piers Ackerman has folded, apparently. He's been listening to our show and he's decided to end Prohibition. Georgia.
Oh, good old Piers.
Plantum's brought it in. Come and take a seat.
Good on you, Plantum. Thanks for bringing us that news. Yeah. I think they are on the ropes. The forces of Prohibition are on the ropes.
Just make sure he doesn't get out the door.
15th round. We drop another few more on the chin and they're going down.
I think so, too.
George, it is the 15th Mardi Gras, the last round. The boys in blue are teetering in their corner, bleeding from the lip.
A cut above the eye.
So, Michael, before you scurry into a corner, we got a call this morning from a concerned spy. Saying that Bluey and some other important personages were doing the streets of Nimbin. Can you please comment on that?
Didn't see Bluey. Haven't seen him. Mind you, I've been scurrying around a bit, but I have not seen Bluey.
Blue line.
He was looking for you, mate.
I talked to Bluey. Was he?
There are four of them up there waiting for you.
Is that true?
Yeah, they've got a subpoena.
But I talked to Bluey, and he was in look. We talked about the Doof at length. He gave me reasons why the Doof was cancelled, which were fairly reasonable.
Do you believe them, though?
Yeah. And he told me the dogs won't come into town. There will be sniffer dogs on the approach roads.
They'd ruin the dogs if they bring them in. There will be four horses.
We talked about it before. Deprogramming, it's called.
We talked about making foam pads for the dogs' bottoms if he brought them into town to protect them. Anyway, he didn't want to bother
Maybe hemp pads.
Yeah, because he knew they'd be scraping their way along all the way.
Yeah, I know.
They tried it before and they got dragging their asses along the footpath. They were bleeding. He said we took them back to the station. They were bleeding.
Bleeding from the rectum, from dragging.
When they smell pot, it's terrible in there.
They'll have to drag them back to the station because they can't walk.
I haven't actually seen it.
Oh, no, they sit down straight away and they won't get up until they don't smell it anymore.
Dragging their sorry asses back to the station.
Yeah, it's
and
a shame.
Tracy herself told me, the local coppers, Tracy and I like the guy. What's his name?
I don't know.
Huxtable. They're in charge at day and night correspondingly, but there will be North Coast other police in their blue outfits.
Yep.
Okay.
And as Bluey saying, you know, look, you clearly don't blow smoke in their face and be respectful and let's hope it's peaceful, I reckon.
Yeah.
And I like that the local cops are down the station the whole time. You can ring the station any time.
So we can't blow any smoke in their face?
No, none.
Well, Damiana's confusing for them.
Horny too. You know what happened last time?
You don't want to have horny policemen.
Yeah. And I don't want people saying too much Damiana. You know how they get you.
So we can't blow any. I know. And those horses. So we can't blow any smoke at them at all. Is that right? And that's the deal?
None at all.
And if we don't do that, the thick blue line said, if we do that, if we don't blow smoke in their faces, it's all cool? Is that what he said?
Not quite.
They're very careful what they say.
Very testicle.
He's emphasising he wants Nimbin to have a good time and enjoy it.
It's funny all this emphasis on the Damiana, have a good time. My brother Jack that I do the morning show with, he's the one that's promoting the side festival, the fringe Mardi Gras, which is going to be the fat green line. To counteract the thin blue line.
The fat blue line.
No, fat.
P-H-A-T. The thick blue line.
P-H-A-T, fat green line.
The fat green line developing up in the street right now.
Yeah, and the fat green line apparently is going to form up in a huge conga line, naked apart from the appropriate foliage over the genitalia,
and a big beaming smile, and they're going to conga their way down Cullen Street in the, right behind the fairies.
I love it.
I love it too. And everyone, all you need is just the body you were born with, something to tidy your willy or cover up your bush or whatever it is.
Why the willy covering and bush bashing?
Because otherwise they get you for obscene exposure straight up. They just take you away. It's got nothing to do with hemp. And it doesn't have anything to do with hemp on your charge sheet.
Yeah.
And it's just it's easy You're money right. for them. It's
I'm
like giving them a freebie.
Why they call Bluey Bluey when he doesn't have any hair.
Because he's called Bluey because he's a lion. Bluey lion's a thin blue lion.
I can't stay much longer.
He's a redhead.
I can't stay much longer. That's why they call him Bluey. I've got to go and book for the doof.
He used to be. Oh, righto. Okay. Yeah, where do you book, mate?
I can't tell you at the moment.
Okay, yeah, we'll have a good time. Here we are. We've got some stuff coming in. Yeah,
there you go, guys. I'm going to go. So let me say a couple of things.
Yeah, the new theme song's on here.
What would be helpful volunteering, anyone interested, is early in the morning munch drivers or vehicles just to tomorrow morning.
Just to keep the cops honest.
Look, the cops are very nice out at Gulmangar, appropriate. Yep. They're not going to turn people away.
They're not going to. We just want to keep them honest.
Utai is Tweed Command, different mob. And Bluey has told the cops to be cool. And I know that they're not turning people away.
He's told the Tweed Command to be cool. Is this
no,
true?
No, he can't. But he's told our Lismore mob to not put anyone off and be fair and rah-rah. Tracy confirmed that to me. I believe that. But the Tweed Command are different, mate.
Well, Bluey told lots of fibs to us last year. We'll have to wait and see how it goes.
He did, didn't he? I seem to recall he was blathering them out.
He did. He
what were the fibs?
All beforehand about the numbers of police coming and what we could expect. Nah. It was completely out of the top.
He said he was going to bring lots of police. That was why we had the huge headline months before, remember, in the Northern Star. We didn't just think it was going to be the riot squad. He didn't tell us. It's like they don't tell you their full tactics, but he did say heaps of cops coming.
So he's got tactics you don't know about this year. Is it
well, he's, I'm telling you exactly what he told me, and he's laid it out so we know. No dogs, four horses. North Coast Police,
Hang
no
on.
Riot
What do you mean, no horses? I heard them.
Four horses, I said.
Four horsemen of the apocalypse.
Horsewomen.
Right, of the apocalypse.
Yeah.
And we want people walking in front of them with signs, you know, police horses for free grass.
Yeah.
Like that.
I eat grass.
We want some photo shoots of these horses because it's probably the last time they're sending the
if
horses.
If you're a local, be responsible, look out for people. Give a hand anyway. Most people do, and I love
And a bit of compassion towards the cops, okay?
Well, yeah.
You know, they're just a bit of compassion towards them. They're misguided.
Yeah. I love to be us.
They're getting it wrong.
They would love to be us.
They'd love to be us.
They suffer, mate.
Bit of compassion.
They suffer.
Bit of compassion.
Huge.
Yeah.
Huge. The amount of police that kill themselves or go off on stress leave because they can't be us is
all
enormous.
Driven by the stinking pharmaceutical companies.
You heard it there. People. That's it, Mayor.
Yeah.
You heard it.
What about DuPont? We get into him.
Pharmaceutical companies.
Where is he? Let me add him.
The industrial war complex.
We're going to have a bit of music.
Thank you very much. I'm Cap the Reefer.
Hey, Cap.
You're out here too, Cap.
Cap, where are you playing around the traps over the weekend?
We're doing the opening ceremony just here in the corner park.
Okay.
Tonight he's on in Elsop Park from 4 o'clock.
This is my program manager.
Okay. Well, tell us quick.
What do you want to know? Reefer's going to set up in the park at 4. Legless might do a couple of songs. We just organised that.
This is our
at 5 o'clock, George, our very own George, is going to come and sing in the park.
Very cool.
I hope. And Shivara, for a little act, is going to happen. Bunjalung Dance. The New Knuckle Boys are here to do a dance. Bunjalung Elders, opening ceremony, mate. Shibo runs in with the torch. Big show.
Big show.
No little shabby opening ceremony, mate.
And this hasn't even begun.
This hasn't even started.
We haven't even begun yet.
Just talk.
I mean, I'm rooted already.
Be there or don't.
And then the Pickers Ball in the town hall tonight. No bullshit. This is going to be their major fundraiser. There's probably how many kids teams down there? Not even talking adults. There's a dozen kids soccer teams. There's heaps and heaps. They're a fantastic crew. It's a major fundraiser. Chuck into their donation bucket.
Absolutely.
Drink your beer there tonight. Whatever.
And then chuck into their donation bucket.
Chuck in the bucket and go back and drink more.
Yeah.
And then go and get a good feed at Jude's Nim FM Munchies.
Back to the bucket. I love this.
Hey, listen, the planter, Piers Ackerman, has written this story on pot this week. I'm going to leave, but you're going to do this story after a bit of music because you haven't got any other news, Match.
We don't need it. The news is.
Bobby has. He's got.
We are the news.
Slopping around.
Grass on the web. What's happening? Intra.
It's old stuff.
Oh, okay. Anyway, Piers Ackerman, one of our bitter enemies, mate. He's had a go at the hemp embassy and us before. Let's see what he says.
He's a terrific bloke.
He's a beauty. One of your mates?
Oh, yeah, mate. Look, Piers.
He's worth a blackboard on his own.
He won't stop raving about me.
It's all right. One of these days I'm going to Piers Ackerman.
And give us back that bit of paper when you finish with it, would you?
Yeah.
Good on you. I'm going to split. You can say captain if you want.
I have to go back to my team.
You're good on this show. And he blends in very nicely.
Yeah, we have to play some
music. Captain does.
He works in here very well.
I'm going to play a couple of tracks right now.
Okay. Play a couple of tracks. Do one of the Legless ones.
Yeah, they're probably going to be completely different tracks. First one's from Legless. It's called Scratch My Itch, and I really gave them a hand.
I like those girls.
Mm-mm-mm.
Thank you, Captain. Any girl that calls see you
me,
soon.
Any girl that calls me the elephant's got to be really high in my book of people I like too. Bit of Legless, and then I'll follow that up with a brand new one from our very own George, which could be the theme song of the whole Mardi Gras this year. It's called I Just Had to Dance. So kicking off with Legless, then George. Oh, yes, indeed, the beautiful Beck, Sherry, Amanda, and Imogen. Ah, awesome stuff. That was Legless, and they'll be, as I said, down there at the park Saturday in the evening rocking their stuff. They are gorgeous. They are talented. All good stuff. And talking about being gorgeous and being talented, I'm naturally referring to the wonderful George Scott out there, gorgeous and talented, and the track here is called... Just had to dance.
Back in Babylon, 10 long years ago,
fast, but they were all doing it slow. I just had to dance. From Babylon, and so it came to pass. I found myself at the Nimbin Mardi Gras. The natives were friendly as I just had to dance.
Joke corner?
No, I don't think so. Your jokes are shit. Let's be honest, you have the worst jokes of anybody I know.
Yes.
You think they're funny and nobody else does.
Yes.
Exactly. Exactly.
That's not always so. Sometimes people just don't get them.
Hang on. Let's just see if our listener gets it.
Uh-huh. Here we go. Hello, listener.
Hello, listener.
Hello.
How are you going?
Very well.
Cheers.
I wanted to ring up to ask some last-minute advice for other listeners about what do we do if we're pulled over by the police and offered some kind of a drug test, either via your mouth or a blood test. What do you say?
No worries. That's Pam, is it?
Sure is.
Hello, beautiful.
Hey, goddess.
Well, what I suggest you do when it's a little lick test.
Yep.
So they're going to put it in your mouth, and when they say lick, rather than lick, bite, swallow and say you'll send them it tomorrow.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
I think that's a pretty surefire way of stopping that one.
You'll post it in the morning.
But Pam, as far as saliva tests and blood tests go, they need a positive saliva test before they can ask you to submit to a blood test. Now, the thing with a blood test, I don't know fully about either, because I'm a bit freaked out at needles and I'm a bit freaked out at the concept of getting injected by a policeman in a van.
Oh, yeah.
You know, seriously. But I don't know how far things like that can go. If you're a Seventh-day Adventist and you don't give blood, do you have to give blood is one thing. Will I accept a urine sample instead of a blood test is another thing. I don't know what goes on inside the Winnebago, Pam. They won't tell us.
Just tell them you'll post them the tongue thing in the morning. They'll be fine with that, darling.
They're not likely to just keep feeding litmus strips into me until eventually I choke on them.
Well, they're 40 bucks a strip.
40 bucks a strip, 40 bucks a go.
Ooh.
And they've been having so little success with them. It really is frustrating for the poor buggers. Have a bit of compassion for them.
I think my best advice is if you're going driving and you're in any way at all concerned, make sure that before you leave home, you give your teeth a really good brush and a bit of a floss.
Keep some mints in the car. We suggest you keep some mints in the car. There seem to be almost anything will act as a masking agent.
I'm thinking if you're keen on flavoured milk, to have a little container so you get nice and sort of milky, mucousy in that mouth there. Give him
a cocktail.
Beautiful. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, beautiful.
Bye. There we go.
She's got such a distinctive little pussycat voice, that Pam, doesn't she?
She does indeed. She does indeed, yes. And so there we go. It's about 7 minutes to 2 o'clock. That's about all the advice we can give you. I mean, stay cool. Don't freak is the best advice I can think of to give you.
And they're giving out tickets these days. A mate of mine got busted in the street. He had a bag of pot. And the cop gave him the local cop, really nice guy. It was, you know, he was doing his job. He busted him and he just gave him a
this
ticket.
Is the whole, yeah. The
Winnebago gave him a ticket and said, Joni, you have to go to court. Just
the Winnie's
the
a different trip. The Winnie's a loss of license bullshit. And that can really fuck you around.
Yes, it can.
Out this neck of the woods. And seriously, boys and girls, we have to do. Everyone has to think about the same things as the drinking community have to think about. You need designated drivers. Not everyone smokes. Not everyone smokes. In every relationship, there's often someone that doesn't smoke.
In every relationship, there's often someone that doesn't smoke? Oh, get it together, Bob Long. Really? How many past, present tenses are we going to squeeze into this?
I just thought I'd put one more and we'd finish it off. Really, in most...
You mortals.
Yeah, okay.
You confuse me.
Forget the tenses.
Why can't we just be logical and...
Share the driving.
Holy.
And find yourself a designated driver is my big advice. If you're getting in and out, if you're a local that just has to nip home and get back again and so forth, yeah, that's about it.
I'm going to be definitely baptising those girls from the Legolas sometime during the weekend.
So you say.
Hopefully marrying them too.
We're getting out of here.
And there may be a little exorcism later.
Are we out of here? Nimbin Aboriginal Broadcasters coming right at you after
Good on you, Johnny Bowles, coming to keep you warm.
Yeah, sweet as. Good on you, JB. You're a champion, mate.
Goodbye from us.
If you're a guest in this fair land of ours, up here in Bunjilung Country, stay tuned because you're about to have 3 hours of some of the best Indigenous music your ears with
from John Brother Bales. John.
Yeah, with Brother John, and he'll take you through very, very smoothly till 5 o'clock when the men from the demons will come in and jump up and down and
give you some sporting stuff, some Mardi Gras sporting stuff.
And we're going to go out on this track. It's a little track from the...
We're gone, listener. Be cool. Have fun.
Protest. See many tracks out there about blunts and doobies. Made love to Cypress Hill, Bob Marley and the Loonies. But one place I feel that this field is deficient is smoking Aussie style, because you know we'd be proficient. So listen, as I take you through the process, because smoking Aussie style is same from Toorak to South Oakley. Big blunts to roaches, east to west coasters. We smoke the most of the local hocus pocus. So notice.
You need some extra wide papers. I see you as weed, one of them old film cases. A sharp pair of scissors and a small bowl to mix. Plus the mandatory salsa with Doritos corn chips. Take a fresh bud, trim the sticks and seeds, but leave the sticky icky, if you know what I mean. Now proceed to rip open the cancer stick. Empty about half in the bowl to mix. Take what's left of the bud in the film canister. Put the scissors in your hand and start the massacre. Keep chopping away until it's nice and fine. We over halfway there, we'll be right in no time. So take your fresh bud, trim the sticks and seeds, but leave the sticky icky if you know what I mean. Take your fresh bud, trim the sticks and seeds, the Buddha to the Maui, Maui chronic to the chi. Take your fresh bud, trim the sticks and seeds, but leave the sticky icky if you know what I mean. Take your fresh bud, trim the sticks and seeds, got green piece after me, the way I'm smoking up the tree. You add the finely chopped weed to the bowl and proceed for the next stage of production. Two papers is all I need. Pick them, join them up, make it crazy super wide. Now dip into the bowl and let your fingers mix inside. Grab a pinch or two of nature's finest brew, drop them onto the papers and now you know just what to do. A gentle rolling motion, twist it at the ends. Take a moment for reflection, admiration from your friends.
Hey, that was great! Sensational! Terrific! Another stroke of genius like that, we'll have the whole Department of Justice on our heels.
Hey, yo, we good to go. Yeah, we ready to start this. Do anyone got a lighter to spark this? So now we all artists, talking smartness and garbage. Who's smoking fastest? Two puffs and then you pass this. Now you all pass the classes and smoking down under. If you need extra tuition, you'll be teaching through the summer. So take your fresh bud, trim the sticks and seeds, but leave the sticky icky if you know what I mean. Take your fresh bud, trim the sticks and seeds, the Buddha to the Maui, Maui chronic to the chi. Take your fresh bud, trim the sticks and seeds, but leave the sticky icky if you know what I mean. Take your fresh bud, trim the sticks and seeds, got green piece after me the way I'm smoking up the trees.
Is anybody hungry? Well, a little snack certainly is pleasant about this time of evening.
See, Lex, I swear for real that I never get the munchies, but every time I smoke the reef, I end up feeling hungry. Yo, I know my weed fellows and bros understand me, and it's about now that the Doritos come in handy as some soft candy. Now we're tearing up the pantry, cupboards are bare, so it's time to go to plan B, much like plan A. Roll up another J, press a wind on the track and smoke the night away. So take your fresh bud, trim the sticks and seeds, but leave the sticky icky if you know what I mean. Take your fresh bud, trim the sticks and seeds, the Buddha to the Maui, Maui chronic to the chi. Take your fresh bud, trim the sticks and seeds, but leave the sticky icky if you know what I mean. Take your fresh bud, trim the sticks and seeds, got green piece after me the way I'm smoking up the tree. So take your fresh bud, trim the sticks and seeds, but leave the sticky icky if you know what I mean. Take your fresh bud, trim the sticks and seeds, the Buddha to the Maui.
What? Maui, what? Dude. Shit, yo, I don't know. Yo, is this thing still... Are we still recording? Yo, Lex, give me the Doritos. Fuck it. Idiot.
Sorry.